tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have our guest, our realtor today is the lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Lund? How are you, Christy?
I'm doing awesome. How is it for you today?
Well, obviously, I'm stumbling like a stumble bum here, but otherwise, life is fine.
I'm just happy the weather is better.
Yes, finally. Yeah, it has been cold, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I'm just like, yay, finally, we don't have to turn the heat on at night, you know?
Do you do a garden at all?
No, I'm not good with plants. Well, I'm lucky. I actually bought two things for my front door on the sides that have pre-watering. You pour it, you know, it's like a plant holder that holds water, and then you only have to fill it like once a week. Because I'll kill it otherwise.
So, sounds like me, but our family's into gardening now, and so I have to learn how to do that, and so we planted everything before Mother's Day, and all we did was cover up and cover up things. I'm thinking, wow. This is a lot of fun.
You know, we used to have raspberry bushes and strawberry bushes at our old house, and Bill took care of them, of course, because I can't, but I do miss that. We should probably plant something like that. I get a strawberry hanging plant now. I order from Gerton's every year. And then she can get her strawberries on that. But I put them in charge of watering it because I'm not good at that.
There you go. Well, Christy, it's always good talking with you. How are sales in your office this week?
They are still going pretty strong. I am amazed how many people are out. We listed a house like yesterday, and there's already been four or five showings scheduled on it. So, you know, people are out and about, and I think it's been really good and steady. Not obviously as busy as a normal spring. So I think as things open up and people get out more, you'll see that even like the spring market will probably be a late one.
Okay.
A real big rush, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, do you think as things loosen up a little bit too, that'll help you folks out?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some people still might not want to leave. There's always going to be people that aren't comfortable because they have underlying conditions and leaving their home and doing things. And that's good. They should stay home. People like my mom, she's working from home. And I finally taught her how to get on our office Zoom meetings. So she's hilarious in there because she's just like, yay, people. I can talk to people. She's been on the phone talking to people, but to see people is really cool. So it was funny the other day.
That is. Well, yeah. How about some specific listings that you may be featuring?
Yeah, we've got a nice two-story 1431 Ridgewood Court, and that is the court off of Pleasant Street that has been coined Christmas Court by many people because it is the street where, you know, I've always driven down it, and it seems like everybody in the court has a lot of Christmas lights on. So it's not a prerequisite to buy the house. But, you know, I'm sure your neighbors would love it if you put up a few Christmas lights. So that's a nice two-story, more of a traditional style salt box home, gorgeous home, master bath, finished basement, beautiful landscaping in the backyard with a concrete paver patio, just a beautiful home, and that is $369.9. And then we have another listing that we just listed at 335 Tiffany Drive. It's a single family home with four bedrooms, two baths, and a three-car garage for $279.9.
Okay.
So, and yeah,
how can folks get a hold of you, Christy, if they want some more information?
Well, you can call me on my cell, which is 651-216-4676. Or you can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com, and it's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y. otherwise, you can go to edinarealty.com and look up offices, and you can find me on there, or any of us on the Lundby Hill team.
Now, can they call the main office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody?
You know, they can. However, with the stay-at-home order, it does go to voicemail, and you got to leave a message, but they're checking them, and they get a message when a message is left. So on the evenings, I think it rolls over to corporate. But I think, you know, you can, if you, as long as you leave a message there, because you might not get someone. I believe that they're going to be back in the office next Monday, though, at least office administrator.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So good. So either one again, folks, that's 651-216-4676 or 437-2121. Well, Christy, yep. Our topic of the week, and this is, I think, something that is going to change real estate probably forever, doing virtual showings on a home.
Yes. I just did my first one this week, and it was kind of fun. I have a buyer that is looking to go into, like, Inver Grove Heights, Eagan area, and they're very picky about what they're looking for. And they're both working from home, and they have two little kids. So it's hard for them to leave and go look at a bunch of houses. So, you know, on our listings, we're having a 3D virtual tour done. And so when we list a house, we're doing that so that people can look online and be able to walk through the house from room to room, which is really cool. And when they see that on the houses in Inver Grove Heights and that, they've done that. And then they can tell if they want to go in for a closer look or not. But there was four houses that didn't have that they were like, I really would like to see from the pictures. I can't tell what room goes into what. I can't tell the layout. Would you be willing to go and ask me if I'd be willing to go and then have them on the phone and do a conference, you know, video conference? So I got to do that on Zoom. So I just scheduled a Zoom meeting and then invited them on it. And then I called them and said, okay, I'm at the first house, and I texted them, and then they got on the meeting. And then I, you know, turned the camera around so it was viewing, and I walked around the yard, and then I walked into the house, and they were like, what's to the right there? So I turned and so it was pretty cool because I got to walk through the house, and they got a real good sense of things that they couldn't tell. I mean, you really can't tell from pictures.
Right.
A real, you know, true thing about the house, if you're going to like it or not. And, you know, they don't put all the pictures of every room in there. So I think it was very helpful. In fact, they knocked out all four houses. So, you know, and they didn't have to get up and go see them. And for me, it was nice because I didn't have to be with more people than I needed to, you know. And so I just wear gloves and a mask when I go in the house, and I just videoed. And then between houses, I just said, all right, I'm going to go to the next house now. So I'll call you. I'll text you when I'm there. So they just shut down the Zoom meeting and come back on when I got to the next house. So it was pretty cool.
Now that's something new. That's different than a virtual tour, right?
Yeah, well, I literally could walk through the house and they could see it, and they could see the whole house from my phone because I had the camera turned around to go outward instead of looking at me. And then, you know, they were like, okay, can you go back to that room? Can you look in the closet there? You know, so then I could open things up and show them the whole house. And they were, you know, one of the houses, you know, they didn't like it was on a busier street, so they could tell that, which they couldn't tell from the pictures. One of them was just older and it wasn't as updated in a lot of areas. So, I mean, they're particular about what they want, but they don't have the time to go out and view all these houses. So I can do that for them and have them, as long as they're available during that time frame that I'll be looking at them, to be available to get on their computer and look at it with me.
That's an interesting way to do that. Wow.
Yeah, it was my first time doing it, but I think it's, you know, for somebody that's nervous about going out, I think it works really well. I will say that I think if they'd liked one or two, there was one they might drive by, they said, but it had something in the yard that they weren't crazy about. And so they said, well, we'll go drive by that one because we kind of liked that one. You know, I still think people have to see it in person before they buy it. But for somebody like that that has a particular things that they're looking for, it helps them to narrow it down. So maybe they're only going out once, one house or two houses.
And wouldn't that be a great way to do it if somebody lives out of state?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, when this whole COVID thing starts, one of our listings got an offer on it that we had just listed. And the agent had done that with her buyer because they have some underlying conditions. And they wrote an offer, sight unseen. They were going to go see it at the time of the inspection the next week. Well, they ended up backing out right before the inspection, which is unfortunate because she just got too nervous and didn't want to leave her house. And I get that, but I think it also the buyers have to go into the house, because otherwise they have no emotional connection to it. You can't do an entire transaction without somebody going into the house, I believe, to do a good job. You know, I think that they definitely, I probably wouldn't ever accept another or suggest to my seller to accept an offer unless they have been in the house. But you can narrow it down and do some of the work for them.
Right. I think what a great idea, though. And you're exactly right. You need that emotional connection to go into the house yourself. And even yeah. if you're doing a virtual showing, it still lacks that final, you're exactly right, that final emotional yep. connection to see and know yeah. everything. Because I could see where somebody could say, well, I didn't know this when I bought it. I didn't see that part of it or something.
Yes, absolutely. So I wouldn't want that responsibility on me either to have them buy something without seeing it. So, you know, like I said, one of those houses they were going to drive by, but they just, it's hard to tell just from pictures. So it's a way to help a buyer narrow things down. We also can do, you know, if somebody is wanting to know what they should do in their house, because maybe they're going to sell it in 3 months or 6 months, and they want to know, should I do this, should I do that? I mean, I can set up a Zoom meeting and have them show them how to turn their camera around and show the house or what things they're talking about, and I can, you know, tell them what suggestions if they're not comfortable having somebody over at their house at this time. So I'm finding most people are okay with it. I mean, we can wear masks and gloves and, you know, so I've had a lot of people being okay with us coming over, but there are some people that would like to know what things to do, but they don't want to have somebody in their house right now.
Right, right.
So I'm amazed with Zoom, you know, it's pretty cool what you can do with that.
Christy, how can folks get a hold of you again?
My cell is 651-216-4676. Or you can email Christy Hill, Christy Hill, H-I-L-L, at edinarealty.com. Or you can call our main office and leave a message, and we'll get back to you. That is 437-2121.
So Monday, when this plays on Monday also, by that time, your office should be opened on North Frontage Road.
I believe so.
Okay.
I haven't heard the actual words since yesterday from our office administrator, but I know Edina Realty has been putting things in motion for when it does open up to have the offices open more. So I believe so.
Okay. Well, our topic of the week, doing virtual showings on a home. Do you think a lot of this technology is going to change forever the way you do business and sell homes?
Well, you know, I think this is a great tool to be able to do these Zoom showings for somebody who is very busy and doesn't have time to go look at a bunch of houses, but might be a person that needs to look at a bunch of different ones to narrow down. I think it's a good tool that we've learned how to do these kinds of things. I do think also that, you know, like the 3D virtual tours that we're doing on our listings, we'll probably be doing that for some time now, because it is much, I mean, like they told me, they said, you know, that one house that they missed, because I had them set up on an auto email and they weren't watching it for a while, and they totally missed one that they thought would have been perfect. And it had a virtual walkthrough, so they got to walk through it, and they were like, we really like that one. So they kind of know what they're looking for. You know, you got to, obviously, when you're in the search, you got to look every day, because they're still selling fast. They're moving pretty doggone fast. So you got to just be in touch. You got to be watching for things, and the virtual walkthroughs are nice because, you know, those do narrow down for them other ones that they want to go see. Or it might say, hey, I like the walkthrough on that one. I really want to go see that one. So I think it's helpful for a lot of buyers. You know, I've had two houses I went to go show where the agents actually, no, one, I'm sorry, one, where the agent was there to let us in because it was an empty house and they had to turn on the lights ahead of time. So I appreciate that. We try to do that for our listings to make sure if we've got someone where nobody's living there, we go and turn on all the lights ahead of time. So there's a lot of things that we can do to make it safe for people when they're out looking at houses.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the times are different, aren't they?
They are. I know. I just miss going to closings. we've had some closings, and I for buyers, they go you know, right after the walkthrough. So we do the walkthrough and then they go to the closing. So I see them at the walkthrough, but then as of now, you know, they just want the signers there and the closers, you know, because they've got it all sanitized and the less people that aren't necessary. We're deemed unnecessary for a closing. But,
wow.
You know, if we've done our job, there shouldn't be any issues. We're on top of things. We're checking out things. We're looking at numbers. We're making sure there shouldn't be anything that we need to go to the closing for. But I do miss that because I can't give anybody a hug and tell them congrats, except I see them at the walkthrough before.
There you go. We have about 2 minutes left. There is that emotional. I mean, you put in a lot of work to get them to that point, and it has to be real gratifying and, you know, very gratifying to see them sign on the line and accept the keys and move forward another chapter in their lives.
Well, you know, there's this one saying, and I'm going to try and find it. Something like, a realtor is not a salesperson. They help people fall in love with the home. So we're kind of like and then they're a wedding planner or something like that. And I thought that was so funny because it's so true. I mean, it's not like we just help them find a house, do the paperwork and move on. I mean, we're involved with them. We're talking to them about this. I mean, it's hard because I had a buyer recently buy a house. And there was a couple things with the inspection, and the buyers can't even go to the inspection. So all they do is read this report of these negative things about the house, and they're like, oh, I don't know, maybe I made a mistake. And, you know, and I'm like, this is not good. Because normally when they're at the inspection, they're seeing what issues and all that. So I had to, like, talk them off the ledge, go back to, you know, and the other person said, boy, you're like a counselor. And I'm like, yeah, I know. This is like a wedding planner.
There you go. Well, I know for a fact that you folks all do a great job because we have used you a number of times. So,
yes. It's fun. I love this job.
Yeah, it's got to be gratifying to see, you know, you can see the results of your work and your hard work in some cases to get everybody through the process, because it is a long process. It isn't that easy. But we have about 30 seconds left here today, Christy. Again, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676, or email me any questions at Christy Hill. Christy Hill at edinarealty.com.
Christy, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, good to talk to you.
Yes, you bet. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our realtor today has been Christy Lundby of the Christy Lundby Hill team. Christy Hill, I should say, from the Christy Lundby Hill team. If you have a question for Christy, give her a call at 651-216-4676.